Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Hello and happy Friday, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What is it?
.com.
We got it right this week. You know what? You guys always get it right. I screw it up. Yeah. Or at least I have screwed it up the last couple of weeks. So thank God we got it right this week.
Happens every now and then.
Let's do it one more time. Radio St. Pete, what is it?
.com.
Just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call, please do so. All you got to do is call 727-498-0502, or you can actually tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Either way is good. Tonight I'm really going to, I'm not begging.
But I'm on my knees begging you, please.
Yeah, but I've got a topic tonight that, it will definitely lend to some help, some outside help.
Oh, so, does that mean you don't have the facts?
Well, I have facts. I have the facts.
Got you.
It's just that I don't know. I'd like to see what some responses are to this, what I'm going to lay on you here in a few minutes.
The opinions.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, and again, that number is 727-498-0502. Let's see. I'd also like to say happy first day of summer to all my Florida natives. I mean, it got to be friggin' 80 degrees today here.
My car said 98.
I mean, that must be inside. Because it wasn't 98 outside. But let me tell you something. Already, here it is. What's today? The 9th day of February, 80 degrees.
I love it.
It's supposed to be low 80s, mid 80s all next week.
All next week.
You know what? I wore my long pants and two shirts today, and I regretted it. Will not do that next week.
Yes. Living the dream. Mm-hmm. It is fabulous.
Yeah. If people up north that listen to the show are not there yet, just be patient.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming your way.
It'll get you.
Yeah. And you know what? Almost enjoy the last bit of cool weather that you have and hope that it goes into a nice spring.
Yeah.
Because more often than not down here in Florida, it goes from, we get a few cold days, and then all of a sudden it gets hot.
Hot.
And then it stays hot like this until October.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So.
It is nice to have the windows open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So we have that going for
beautiful.
Us.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful.
Yep. Let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio.
Yeah.
Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
How are you, my dear?
Great.
I know before the show you were like, I need to take a nap.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Can you pull it together?
I'm trying.
Are you going to make it?
I don't know.
I'm going to need all kinds of participation out of you tonight. I'm going to call on you. I'm going to be like that teacher.
Why?
I'm going to be like that teacher that you don't know who he or she's going to call on. I hated that when I was in school.
Yeah.
I was always that kid that, if I could get any smaller in my seat.
Right? Just slowly sliding down onto the floor.
Do not call on me.
Yeah.
I don't have what you want.
I don't have the answers you're looking for.
So don't call on me.
Right. Anyway, Anna Claire, I hope you make it to the end of the show, my dear.
I'm trying.
To Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. You came home with some pizza.
Pizza.
Why, everybody? Because it's National Pizza Day.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Twitter, for informing me of that first thing this morning. Because
it almost seems like that was National Pizza Day like a couple weeks ago. Right.
I think fine. In America, every day is National Pizza Day.
Yeah.
Come on.
We'll talk a little bit more about where we went later.
It made dinner so easy for me, though. It was score.
It's the best and it's the easiest.
Yes. Oh, man. It is.
Right?
Feeds a crowd.
Uh-huh. All right. To my blushing bride's right is Jack. Jack, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I hope you're feeling better. You were out last week dying from the flu.
I was.
We were giving reports to our listeners throughout the show. Basically, we were speaking of your demise. We thought for sure that by the end of the show, you'd be dead in there.
I don't know how I made it.
Dead of the flu of 2018.
I went on a crazy vision quest and came back.
There you go. Uh-huh. That's good. Is it hot in that room?
Yeah, a little.
Well, open a window, dude. Anyway, to Jack's right is my boy, Ty Ginn. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you looking at on your phone there?
I am trying to trick an algorithm.
What does that mean?
Don't worry about
it. I don't even know what that means. Is this the dark web? What's mom reaching for? What are you doing?
I'm trying to get him to turn his face towards his microphone instead of towards you.
Oh. Yeah. So that's one of the things we got to do here in radio world, Ty. Uh-huh. Is that.
Yeah, that.
Let's see. Oh, hey, Hannah.
Hey.
Mom? I'm calling on you already.
Yeah.
Here it is.
You didn't even tell us who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm Mark.
Who cares?
I think everybody cares. Everybody kind of assumes that
He's the bossy one down in front.
I'm probably Mark, since the show is the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. Mm-hmm. I am he. I am Mark. Doesn't Spike says that I am he? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
I kind of stole that.
I am he who talks.
Sorry, Spike.
It's kind of biblical.
Way to go.
I am he. I'm the chosen one. Anyway, I am Mark, and I will be your host for the rest of the evening, at least until 8 o'clock. Let's see, Hannah Claire, mom told me earlier in the week that you were afraid that you might have a brain tumor.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Why is that thanks to me?
Because every time I tell you I have a headache, you're like, oh, that's it. You have a brain tumor.
Yeah, but
you're having these headaches way too often.
I mean, you know I'm not a doctor.
Ooh.
And you're really? All like, it's not a tumor.
Yeah, but okay, now you got me freaked out because I've had a headache every day.
I mean, not
I
all
wake
former
up
Marines
with a headache.
Have a PhD.
I don't think any of them do.
Well, some do.
I don't think it takes a PhD. I believe it's an MD.
MD. Oh, what's a PhD? Isn't that the same thing?
A PhD is a scholastic doctor.
Well, I don't have one of those
either. Academic doctor, not a...
Well, we all know that a PhD would just be impossible.
A medical doctor.
You only got one kind of D, and it ain't any of those.
No. And I'm not particularly proud of the one I have.
Well, gross.
Okay.
Gross. So there you go, too. Anyway,
no,
so
I'm sure you're fine.
So thank you.
I'm sure
it's
just allergies.
For telling me that, you know, it's probably a brain tumor.
Uh-huh. All right. Listen, I picked some good music this evening. The first song was by Otis Redding, and it's Love Man. It's one of my favorite Otis Redding songs. Now, the reason that I picked that song and the rest of the songs that I'm going to play this evening is because we got this really badass calendar, a 2018 calendar that's put out by Rhino Records.
You're welcome.
And yeah, thank you, Hannah Claire. It came from Hannah Claire over there. But what it does is every day it gives you something
tumor.
That happened in the music industry on that particular day for that month. So what I did is I picked things that happened during not necessarily just this week in February, but throughout the month.
I
couldn't figure out why Otis Redding was featured. He's the featured artist of the month. There's his picture, big as day, right there. But I could not find in any of the days where it mentioned that like a record dropped or...
His birthday is like the 16th.
I didn't see that on the 16th.
You didn't see that?
No.
Let me see the calendar. I'm pretty sure...
I did read it.
I'm pretty sure his birthday is sometime in February. That's why...
Well, I was wondering why he was going to be on there. So that makes sense. If it is the 16th, well, then that's cool. Happy birthday.
Oh, no, absolutely nothing is written on the 16th,
there
actually.
There you go. I guess you do have a brain tumor.
There is. I can't see it very well, even with my glasses. It's not the 16th, but...
Hold on.
She's got 28 days to look at. Mm-hmm. We'll find it.
Anyway, so it's cool, and I hope you like the music that we picked. It's not necessarily one certain genre of music. It kind of spans, but it's all music that things happened this month, back whenever.
Whenever.
Anyway.
And you didn't pick Love Man just because Valentine's Day is coming up between this show and the next show?
No, I probably would have picked Love Stinks.
Oh. Nice. Great. Thank you.
I kid.
Mm-hmm. It's a very nice holiday. For me to poop on. Right.
Who are you, Kim Jong-un?
Right.
Oh, no, he doesn't poop.
All right, so let's get down to it.
Yes.
Now, I asked in the opening if you guys would please call in. If you've never, ever called, if you've ever had an inclination to call in, tonight would be the night because I need your help. I truly need your help.
He needs help.
And I'll tell you why. Okay, so I had a conversation with my dad the other day. Wah, 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 wah.
Here we go. Yeah.
So we're on the phone and we're talking and he's talking about, well, you know, at your age, you really should start going to the doctor. And I'm, you know, totally against going to doctors.
What, did he tell you you have a brain tumor too?
No. But he said at my age.
What a nice dad.
I could have some things going on. And I'm all like, yeah, well, as soon as you go to the doctor, then they start, you know, prescribing pills and stuff like that, which I am totally against. Just because, you know, look, it may fix what's wrong with you, but then again, now all of a sudden you're going to have a whole
side
list
effects.
Of other things that I might not be too happy about, you know. So anyway, we get ready to go to the end of the conversation, or get to the end of the conversation, and he says, hey, I have an assignment for you. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh my god.
And really? that's kind of the way dad rolls. Dad never says, hey, can you do me a favor, or why don't you look this up? It's always more of a command. Okay, it's do me a favor, or I have an assignment for you, right? that kind of thing. So I'm like, oh man, you know, what's coming my way now? So he says, I want you to write down three things that you don't like about me. I'm like, what?
Excuse me?
And he said, no can do, boss.
Well, the first thing I said was, just three? You know, I'm trying to lighten the mood.
Are you trying to get a birthday card?
But it's, how bizarre is that? What, you know?
Well, what's it for?
Right. What's it for? Where's he going? What is this a trap?
He's gonna call like any minute.
It is a trap.
What you would think it was a trap, correct?
Yes.
Jack, you'd think it was a trap.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was thinking, and I've been bugged by this ever since the conversation. I've talked to people about this conversation, and everybody's like, what?
Yeah,
you know what
it's
is
a trap?
You know, so I guess the consensus is, oh, he must be feeling, you know, down, or he's having some sort of anxiety, or he's, you know, whatever it is. But Dad assured me when he gave me the assignment that whatever you say, I am so not so into myself, but so secure with myself that I'll be able to handle whatever you come back with.
Sure.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
That's
right,
what they're
right
all
after
saying.
He got off the phone with you, he finished shaving his hair into a mohawk. Yeah. Stared at himself in the mirror. Right. He's like, "You talking to me?
Talking to me?
Huh?
Right. So
talking
listen,
to me?
If there's the scenario, if you have any thoughts on this, please give us a call at 727-498-0502. I'd love to hear what you all think because, I mean, quite honestly, I feel like turning the tables on him and saying, okay, Dad, here's your assignment. I want you to go to 10 people and tell them about this assignment that you gave me and then ask them if they think it's weird. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, if they're not afraid to say it to your face, they're all going to be like, that's weird as hell. Why and if they don't say it to your face, they're going to walk away going, that's weird
as
hell.
That was even weirder.
Is he going to show up a week from now and shoot up the place?
I have no idea.
What happened?
I just don't understand where does that come from? You know, out of the blue.
Can you imagine? Like, he just walks into wherever he's working and he pulls a big, like a nine out of his little man purse. It's time to rock and roll.
Well, you know, even if I were to do it, you know, what
do you say?
What do you say? What's the desired outcome?
Right.
You say I couldn't think of anything.
I mean, are we supposed to be clearing the air about something here?
Is there a problem that we don't know about?
Listen, Dad, if you're listening, there's nothing. Look, a lot of people annoy the shit out of me.
Everyone annoys
the shit out
of you.
Guess what? Not to the point where I don't love you anymore, or I can't stand you, or I don't want to be around you. So there's not anything that I want to say to you that's, you know, I just don't see the point.
Well, I think it's some sort of program or, you know, some sort of group that he's in, building.
That's what my buddy Ruben said. He must have, maybe he saw something like a survey or something in an article or, you know.
Go around and ask people to name three things. Well, that's.
He joined Scientology.
You know, I mean, I remember.
What did they tell you? Like, you're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, right to my face.
So there's something where, I don't know, maybe I should check all the TED Talks.
Yeah.
You know, how to be a stronger person or.
Uh-oh.
It's Dad.
Here we go. Dad. Dad?
Hello?
Dad?
Yes?
Were your ears burning?
Hang on, I gotta turn off my radio somehow. It's messing me up here.
Dad? Hello?
Yeah. Dad? I gotta walk out of the room.
Yeah, you gotta walk out.
Okay. I can't turn the speaker off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all this speculation about why he asked the question.
Yes.
You really want to know.
I do want to know. Everybody I've talked to wants to know.
Everybody you talked to wants to know.
Everybody. I even went so far as to say to people, like my friend Lori at work, Lori, this is what I want you to do. Tonight when you're at home, I want you to write down three things that you don't like about me.
That you don't like about my dad.
No, about me.
she's going to say, I never met your dad. I'll be happy to do that.
No, but what's so funny is for the last couple of days, every time I see Lori, it's like, okay, I got something that I don't like about you.
She's going for it.
Right. So what is it?
Okay, well, this is really what it is.
Okay.
I don't know why this came into my head, except I'm taking a new drug.
There it is.
No, I am. I'm taking a new drug.
Okay.
And after talking to several people and making these strange statements and asking strange questions and stuff, I looked it up on the internet.
Okay.
This drug I'm taking. And it can have you think in weird ways.
All right, all right.
And the drug is called primidone.
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 Okay.
It's a barbiturate, so it's a narcotic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Didn't I tell you about this?
No.
Oh, I didn't tell you about this.
No.
Okay. Okay, I've developed a tremor.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Yeah. You told me that you went to the neurologist for it.
I went to the neurologist. I did tell you that.
All right. So this is what he prescribed.
Yes. So I look it up on the internet and it has all these things that are side effects.
Okay.
And I think part of what gave me the thought was the drug.
All right. Well, that makes me feel better.
Really?
No. It should not make you feel better.
It's a little concerning.
Well, it makes me feel better that you can just stop taking that drug and stop asking me such ridiculous questions.
Okay, but here's really what I was thinking.
All right.
I think this is a great exercise for everybody.
I'm not doing it. I'm telling you I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it.
No.
Come on.
I'm going to fail this class. I am not doing it. This will be the assignment I do not turn in.
Welcome
He'll
to
need
the
some extra
house.
Credit.
Okay, but here's the real reason.
Mm.
This is my thinking on it.
All right.
I'm thinking that everybody, including Jack and Tyler and Stephanie and Hannah.
Right.
They sometimes walk out of a conversation.
All right.
And feel like they're upset about that conversation or about that person. Okay?
Okay.
That happens to everybody.
Sure, happens with everybody.
Yep. Okay. So wouldn't it be great if you could actually talk to the person that's upsetting you?
Yeah.
And say, you know, these are things I really don't like that you do. Now, it's not like you're making that person bad.
No.
It's not like you're calling them a bad person.
Kind
All of. You're saying is
your actions are inappropriate. Your actions make me angry.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like I don't like you. It's like you're doing that. You do this and I don't. I'd like to make a request that you don't do that anymore.
All right. Well, you know, listen.
Now, wouldn't it be great?
There's a lot of people that don't have it within them to have that conversation with somebody. Most people are not confrontational. And to me, that's an in-your-face confrontational sort of interaction.
But see, the way I'm speaking about it is a way that maybe it wouldn't be as confrontational. I know it, no matter how you present it, somebody's going to, you know, figure that you're trying to put them on the defensive.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
But I'm saying that if more people on the planet
mm-hmm.
could actually ask that question or,
right.
or make that request, it's not a question, that maybe some good would come out of that.
Okay.
If you get my drift.
All right. Well, how about this? How about let's just say that there are things about you that make me mad, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to leave you in sort of a guessing purgatory to try to figure it out.
Oh, thanks for that. Well, you already told me one before I called.
Which was what?
Which is that, well, you know who he is. He always makes demands.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't. Okay. Well, see, when I'm talking to you, I don't think I'm making a demand. But see, now that you've mentioned it to me,
right.
I can make it better.
All right.
See?
Occasionally. Don't go overboard, Ron.
Don't go overboard, right. Don't make it too sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't lose yourself.
Thanks for the input, Stephanie. okay, so that really was belied the request.
All right.
Was that. So I actually think it could be a good thing for everybody. But I'm not going to take up all your show time. I just wanted to add some clarity to it.
Okay. Well,
I'm
glad you did, because now all of a sudden, for the last couple of days, I'm losing sleep and I'm talking to people that I don't even know about. What if somebody asked you this?
And what's going through Tyler's mind is he's going to get you.
Yeah.
He is out to really get your ass. Right,
it's a trap.
It is a trap.
I just wanted to make sure that we didn't need to do an intervention or something.
Yeah.
Like you were joining a cult.
That's it. Dad's gone off the deep end.
Well, that may happen yet. But on the other hand, I don't think Hannah would have that same thought that Tyler would have.
No.
That's just a guess on my part. And by the way, Hannah, if you're having headaches, I want to talk to you about that. So I'm going to give you a call.
All right.
Okay.
Good. That sounds good.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
And don't recommend barbiturates, though.
And, well,
I would frown upon that.
Yeah, don't recommend
Stephanie,
barbiturates.
Stephanie, Bethany, yes. Thank you for doing the research. I really appreciate that. And Jack, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Dad. Well, right. Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for clarifying what's happening. Okay. Love you, and I will talk to you this weekend.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye.
All right, well.
Well, that explains
it.
Well,
now you know.
There you go.
You know. I like the concept.
Ask and you shall receive.
He's all hopped up on goofballs.
Yeah. On the drugs.
He said narcotics.
Can we get him some of that magic leaf?
You know, that's. But here's a prime example of why, when your physician gives you a prescription, they hand you that, you know, packet. Right. Of information, mm-hmm. And if they don't, Google it. Find out what you're taking and what the side effects are. So when something like this comes up, mm-hmm. you go, oh, so that is happening. He didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah.
I like the idea, though. I'm going to try that at work. I'm going to go up to the management and I'll be like, hey, while I'm here, could you try really hard to not be an asshole? That would be thank you.
No, just
so much.
You go to your boss and you go, you know what? Last night, I wrote down 3 things that I really don't like about you. And at the end of my shift, I'm going to give them to you.
No, put them in little Valentine's Day cards and hand them out on Wednesday. By the way, right. These are the 3 things about you that I would like for you to change when I come
That's
to work
what I
tomorrow.
Hate about you.
Right. Anyway, let's see. I did. We mentioned earlier in the beginning that today is National Pizza Day.
Pizza Day.
Which I don't know anybody. You know what? I don't know that I've ever met anybody in my life, in my 53 years, that can honestly say that they don't like pizza. Has anybody in this room ever spoken to anybody that doesn't like pizza?
I don't think so.
I mean, pizza is one of those things that, you know, if you could only have one more thing to eat for the rest of your life, now you'd have to eat it every day, I could pick pizza.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Could. Well, we know you could. That's all you live on.
Yep. That's just the facts of life.
I mean, Chinese food is another thing. Yeah. I think I could eat Chinese food for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I could do that.
But pizza, I definitely could eat pizza. I'd be big as a house. But I think it's one of those things that I could probably...
I could do a burger every day.
Now, see, that's going to kill you.
Yeah, but I mean, that's okay. Kill you. You wouldn't have to have it for too long.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, so tonight for our National Pizza Day pre-show dinner... We went over to one of our favorites here in town. It's Mike's Pizza. And I don't care what you say. There are a ton of local pizzerias, and everybody's got their favorite. Mm-hmm. We did, a year or so ago, we did the Best Pizza Challenge, where every week we tried a new pizza from a different place. And I don't think Mike's actually won, but I know that they were within the top 3.
But we go back to Mike's.
But Mike's is the one we go back to.
Mike's
is the one we go back to. So anyway, Mike's Pizza, everybody. What location did you go to? I know they have a couple here close.
Yes. I actually went to the one on Walsingham, which is located
at... the one right up the street from where I work.
Right. 14477 Walsingham Road in Largo.
Okay.
I did call ahead, which you can do. Call ahead, pick up. They do deliver. Their number is 727-724-4100.
Okay. Good pizza.
Love Mike's.
Good.
Really good pizza. Yeah.
It's all good.
It's always good.
Can't go wrong with Mike's. Anyway, why don't we take a break? When we come back, man, some good things happened this week. Some interesting things that I want to talk about also are going down. When we come back, why don't we talk about that SpaceX launch?
Oh, okay.
That was kind of interesting, and something interesting came from that I was not expecting, and I don't know how I really feel about it. Anyway, we're the
Can't wait to get your opinion.
We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, thanks, by the way, for helping us out with that last topic. In case you forgot the number, it's 727-498-0502. We'll be right back.
dedicate one to the ladies. Summertime sip, babe, need something to keep you cool. I'm out summertime sip, babe, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though, Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got to put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. Now put my banana Dixie cups. Oh, flavors and push-ups too. And your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed satisfied. Yes. Of your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Of your ice cream man.
Everybody, we are back, and that is quite obviously, well, that's Ice Cream Man by who? Van Halen.
Yes.
Dr. Roxo.
Yeah, Dr. Roxo. Who's Dr. Roxo?
You haven't seen Dr. Roxo?
No, anyway.
All right, I'll anyway. Show you that.
That's Van Halen, and the reason I played that, again, just like I mentioned earlier, all the songs I'm playing this evening were recommended to me by the calendar that we got from Hannah from Rhino Records, and it turns out that Van Halen's very first album, their debut album, is going to be 40 years old tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, yep. God. That album came out in 1978. And man, it brings back a lot of memories because I can remember me and Paul Hunley in my very first Volkswagen driving to the Richmond Coliseum to go see Van Halen. One of my first big time concerts that I ever went to. I don't even think I was old enough to drive. I think I had a learner's permit, and Paul had a driver's permit, or his driver's license. And I remember, because I wasn't that good at the gears, the way we came across the river, we ended up at the bottom of a hill. You got to go all the way up the hill to get to the Coliseum.
No.
And I said, man, I'm not real good at working this clutch. So when the light at the bottom turned green, I just went for it. I went for it because there's like five lights going up that hill. I went through every single one of them. Well, we got to the top. We went to that concert. And yeah, from what I remember back then, it was a general admission.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can remember Paul and I. Well, the biggest thing I remember is that it's was the loudest concert I'd ever been to. I mean, the absolute loudest concert I'd ever been to. And like I say, general admission. And Paul and I went in and worked our way all the way up close to the stage. And it was girls throwing underwear and bras and stuff like that up on stage. And it was quite a show.
Quite a show.
Sounds like it.
Quite a show, everybody. Van Halen, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Okay, so what day was the big launch of SpaceX's heavy rocket? Was that like Monday or Tuesday? Whatever day it was, doesn't really matter. So Elon Musk is a babillionaire.
Yeah,
and, babillion.
Yeah, and as far as space exploration, I think NASA has sort of gone out of business. I don't know if Elon Musk put them out of business, but he is the only one that I know of today that is doing any sort of space exploration, right? So he sent this big-ass rocket the other day, the Heavy Falcon rocket, which was like 29 or 290 feet tall or some crazy thing like that, like 29 stories tall.
Must be Falcon Heavy.
230.
pretty Falcon Heavy, right, Ty? And on the payload was basically a couple of really big satellites that he was going to release out into orbit.
Falcon big.
Yeah, but then also he loaded up his Tesla Boxster.
Roadster.
Right. Boxster's a Porsche. Good. Thanks, Ty. So he loaded that up. When they get up into space, he releases it.
Yeah.
On a track so that it's going to head toward Mars.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the interesting thing. And it's almost like this is a fairy tale. This guy is so rich that he can shoot whatever the hell he wants up into space.
Right.
So he sends his convertible car up there with a dummy wearing a spacesuit loaded with cameras so that you can track the dummies and his car's progress heading to Mars.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it. It's bizarre.
It's awesome.
It's bizarre.
It's like the beginning of heavy metal.
But it lends the question. It's like, who the hell is this Elon Musk?
Tony Stark.
And why does he think that he can do whatever he wants in space?
Because he can.
Because he's a babillionaire, does that mean that he owns space? Did he buy it from NASA? You know, because
did NASA own space?
Yeah.
Don't you know how capitalism works?
I don't know. I mean, before Elon Musk came around, did anybody own space?
I don't think so.
The Empire
did. People claim parts of the ocean. You know, has anybody claimed any parts of space yet? And if they have, well, like, what if Russia says, "We're gonna take this area over here." This part of the universe over here. America, you can have this part over here. And who else is coming up here? China, well, you can have this little bit over here. You know, that kind of thing. So what if Elon Musk's Roadster crashes into one of Russia's satellites?
Not likely.
I mean, is that going to cause a war?
Probably. But
yeah.
Not likely.
I mean, is there insurance coverage for that? Is there collision coverage for this Roadster that is just flying willy nilly out in space?
I'm sure Solar Warden's got their eye on it.
Who?
Who?
What?
Solar Warden.
I'm not familiar with Solar Warden.
Time. Most people aren't.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting that now all of a sudden, look, I think it's great. I mean, somebody has got to take the reins and start exploring space.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, I mean,
and if this guy.
We got a car up there now.
All right. This guy's a multi-billionaire. He might as well be the one to do it. I just want to know, before he does something like this, does he have to make a phone call to somebody and go, hey, you know, we're getting ready to test that heavy Falcon, but I want to put my car in it.
Does he have to run
that by somebody?
No.
I mean, why doesn't
he? He's rich as hell.
Doesn't it seem like he has to answer to somebody?
No.
Just because you're that rich, you don't have to answer to anybody?
That's how America works, man.
I don't know about that. It seems like you have to answer to somebody.
Have you been paying attention to the past few years?
Yeah. Well, I've never been rich, so I guess I don't know how it works. It just blows my mind that, you know, this guy can, you know, Yeah, I'm spending all this money to develop these rockets for space exploration, and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Aren't there any government regulations?
This is how I want to explore it. In my convertible with my dummy astronaut.
Do you suppose NASA, every time he goes over to Cape Canaveral to blast off one of his SpaceX things, that people at NASA are like, oh, here comes that Musk guy again.
Here he comes.
He probably brings donuts.
Show off.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start this rumor. It's not a dummy. No, I didn't make it.
He goes into the war room over at NASA and he goes, you got a roadster. You got a roadster. You got a roadster.
And then I'm going to put one on the rocket.
Pulls a complete Oprah, right? Anyway, I don't know. I just think it's, look, I dig it. He's hoping, I heard him say in an interview, I think it was yesterday or today, that, look, if we can get up to Mars and get some sustainable life up there, then.
Well, that's what the heavy Falcon thing is. Well, then
that looks a whole lot better toward the demise of the human race.
Yeah.
It might go away here on Earth, but we still might have humans out in space somewhere. On Mars.
Well, I mean, Solar Warden's out there. So.
Have you seen Mars, though, the pictures that rover's sending back? Is that any place you'd want to live?
I don't know.
Did you see that Matt Damon movie?
Looks kind of like, Arizona.
Dude ate it.
You got to get under the surface. That's where the cities are.
Oh, and the frozen rivers and all that stuff, too, right? Mm-hmm. All you got to do is dig down about 3 feet and you're in Utopia.
Yeah.
Mars Utopia. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Sure. I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know what's going on.
No, I don't know what's going on, apparently. This jackass is just shooting whatever the hell he wants up in space. Doing whatever he wants.
What would you do?
How cool is that, though?
What would you do?
How cool is that? I want a poster of that.
I'm sure that
this
is
roadster
a poster
with the dummy floating by the Earth.
Right.
How cool is that?
What would Mark do?
What would Mark do? With $1 billion?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be wasting it on rockets.
What would you be wasting it on?
Tickets to fly on the rocket.
But you could just have you wouldn't, the rocket.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a ticket. You own the rocket.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to make sure it was kind of safe first? Isn't that part of what the dummy's doing? Is
not a dummy.
Yeah, but once you become a billionaire, don't you live forever? Isn't that part of the deal?
No, not yet, but soon.
He's
probably working on that, too.
What's that movie that's coming out? It's Altered Carbon or something like that? It's about people that I've heard the...
It's on Netflix.
Oh, what? Is it? It's a TV show. Yeah. Altered Carbon. It's about people that are rich enough to be able to alter their carbon to become immortal. They can live forever.
Mm.
Really?
But it's only the people that have that kind of money.
Yeah, and they're the rest usually of them, douchebags.
Yeah, let's perpetuate those guys.
That's how it's going to work.
That is how it's going to work.
Yeah, let's hope Trump doesn't alter his carbon. let's see, what else? Hey, here I have a little filler story. Hannah Claire.
Yes,
he's calling on you again.
What would it take? What would it take for you to flush a live hamster down a toilet?
Oh.
Your own.
your own
special.
Yeah. Not one that you
emotional
found.
Support.
Just your emotional support hamster. What would it take for you to flush a live hamster down a toilet?
I don't know.
He would have to be possessed.
Yeah.
He'd have to be, attacking my face.
If it bit me.
Your dog is possessed. You haven't tried to flush him yet.
Because he's huge. I have toilet issues already.
Caused quite a clog. Right.
Well, you're flushing things.
Anyway, I saw this article in the paper. It says a 21-year-old woman says Spirit Airlines told her to flush her hamster down an airport toilet because the emotional support hamster wasn't allowed to fly with her. Now, here's the thing.
That's when you go into the airport bathroom, you take it out, you hit the button, and you keep them in your pocket.
Well, here's the thing. How are you not able to hide?
No.
And this was a dwarf hamster.
Yeah.
So hamsters are small.
You keep that sucker in your pocket.
Yeah.
Why did you even let them know you had it?
Right.
Well, the thing is, what she's saying is that twice before she had to take this flight, what she was doing is she was flying home from college back to South Florida because of some sort of a medical issue, right? So she says that twice before she got to the airport, she called Spirit Airlines to say, hey,
can I
take Pebbles on the plane? Mm-hmm. And both times they said, not a problem. Well, it didn't become a problem until she got to the airport in Baltimore, and they said, hell no, you're not taking that rat on this plane.
Right.
Not doing it. Mm. So she's saying that in her panic state that, well, what are her options?
I need to get home. Find someone leaving the airport and ask if they want to take it away for you.
That. Or she thought, well, I can't, it's too cold outside. I can't let it go. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to let it go here at the airport?
Well, food court.
yeah, let it go with the food court. Right, that's perfect. That should have been it. But she's saying that the person at the desk told her to flush it.
Which, yeah, so that's she did. Awful.
That's
they're
awful.
Both terrible human beings.
Well, the thing is, now Spirit Airlines has come back and said, "Look, we did make a mistake in telling her that she could bring the rodent on the plane, but we adamantly." Deny that any of our employees ever told her to flush the hamster down the toilet.
See, the gate people?
Yeah.
Aren't the friendliest of their staff.
Or no. The smartest.
99% of the time.
Ever.
You know, they're very drill instructor, rather snarky.
Snarky.
So I can see that full well, somebody telling her to flush it.
Well, yeah. Look, if and I know how I get, if I'm working at that desk and I'm dealing with a bunch of people that are impatient, why can't I get on my flight? Why are you charging me extra for my bag? Da 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 da. Nobody knows the rules when they go to an airport.
Right.
I could find myself being very snarky, and I might just say, you know, why don't you just shove the thing up your ass?
Yeah. Well,
why don't you Richard Gere that thing, honey, and then get on the plane, you know?
Well, see, for me, if I were the gate attendant, I'm such a pushover, whatever, that I'd be like, oh, honey, give it to me. I'll take it home.
Right?
Really? You're going to tell her to...
Or I'd just be like, put it in your jacket pocket.
Yeah, right.
Zip
it
in.
I don't understand. How much,
put a peanut in there.
How much noise is it going to make?
And, right.
And if it fits in the palm of your hand, it's not like you can't control the damn thing.
Is it really going to cause a problem?
No, right. Just hold the damn thing. I mean, if it became an absolute problem on the plane, you could squeeze it to death.
You could just flush it. Oh, you can flush it.
Right.
No, it's like that time we went to the fair. Took Hannah and a group of her friends to the fair.
Did you squeeze one to death?
No. All of a sudden, one of the girls goes, here.
I got a poop.
No, I've got this baby mouse with me.
What?
Yeah. Had no idea she had it the whole entire time. No it was idea. In her jacket pocket.
And she wanted to ride a ride. Well, you know me, I'm holding all the coats and everything.
She hands you a mouse.
And she hands me the mouse, and it's freezing outside.
Right. So mom's holding it like this out.
So here I am with this tiny little mouse in my pocket, trying to keep it warm and trying not to let it freak me out.
And it's chewing the flesh off your fingers.
No, it was fine.
Doing all kinds of bad mouse stuff.
No. Bad mouse stuff.
But I couldn't even believe when she was like, here, will you hold my mouse? I want to ride this ride. I was like, oh, dear Lord. But what did I do? I took the mouse and kept it in my pocket, in my hand. You know.
Well, see, you're good.
And if I were the gate attendant, I would have taken the thing home. I would have been putting the ad on Craigslist.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Something like that anyway, right?
Not tell the poor girl who needs an emotional support hamster to go flush it.
Go flush it.
What kind of animal are you?
Go flush it, sweetheart.
Flush that damn thing.
That's about the size of a turd. It'll go. Yeah. Like what?
What?
That's absolutely terrible.
It is terrible.
It's horrible.
All right, let's talk about Sportsman before we have to take our break.
Sportsman.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The Super Bowl happened last Sunday. The Eagles beat Tom Brady and his Patriots 41-33. Eagles fans then wasted no time in destroying Philadelphia.
No.
Nice.
Yuck. Worst fans ever. That's why I said to people, look, I wouldn't mind seeing the Eagles win. I wouldn't mind seeing the team win, but the fans don't deserve it. They are jerks.
Right.
Absolute jerks.
Yeah. Broke out store windows. Yeah. And...
let's see. My Tampa Bay Lightning.
You guys won.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what would they have done if they had lost?
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. My Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Canucks last night 5-2. Nice job. Next up for the Bolts, they host the Kings tomorrow night at 7 here at Amalie Arena. Go Bucks.
Did you ever figure out where the Canucks are from?
Canada.
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Okay.
Well, I figured that out today.
Major League Baseball is just around the corner, folks. If you are a Rays fan, like I am, and you can't wait, the Rays are holding Fan Fest tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tropicana Field. You can mingle with Rays players. You can shop at the charity yard sale featuring unique Rays memorabilia. And you can play games on the field or take a clubhouse tour.
Nice.
That's tomorrow. That's Fan Fest tomorrow at Tropicana Field from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Be there or be square. Let's see. Oh, here's an. Oh, what happened?
Wow.
Oh,
getting all crazy.
Holy bejesus.
Knocking stuff down. Rays fans are still pretty shook about the loss of longtime third baseman Evan Longoria, who was traded to the San Francisco Giants.
I was going to say, did he die?
No. Let's see. if you are unaware, Evan is married to Jamie Edmondson, a Florida Atlantic University graduate, a Boca Raton police officer, a Miami Dolphins cheerleader, and a Playboy playmate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All five?
All those things.
She has done all of those things.
Not all at the same time, Hannah.
That's pretty cool. Damn.
Well, anyway, she has anybody heard of the strip club called Deja Vu?
Yes.
Okay, it's over in Tampa. Well, Jamie Edmondson, the wife of Evan Longoria, is suing Deja Vu Strip Club because they are using a image of her in an advertisement that they did not get permission to use. Ooh. How much do you suppose she is suing them for?
$4 billion.
Nope, not as much as you would think. $650,000.
That's enough.
That's not too bad.
It's a lot of singles.
Use my image. Please use my image.
Right.
I'm not going to let you, but then I will sue your ass.
Right.
Ain't nobody want to see that.
No, they don't. What are we doing? Who's
We're
snapping?
Having a little kerfuffle over here.
The Olympics started last night, and Steph and I, we watched a little bit of the men's skating. I'm always impressed by how agile those fellas are. They do all kinds of spins and jumps and things like that. Of the skaters that we saw last night, I think every single one of them had at least one fall in their program,
nice.
Which is kind of sad because, I mean, they practice and practice and practice and practice. And then you get to the big stage and now all of a sudden your nerves are to the point where, you know, you can imagine.
Right.
Right.
Right. You know.
Now, the one skater we did not get to see.
Yeah, was the Israeli skater. And they were doing an homage to the American skater. And apparently the Israeli skater skated during that. So we didn't get to see him. And he turned out being the first place guy.
Right. I was a little upset about that. Little interesting fact.
Anyway. Let's see, if you are into the Olympics, tonight are the opening ceremonies, and they will be on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock, so right after the game, you'll get to see the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics that are being held in Seoul, Korea. Not Seoul, but Pyongyang, Korea.
No, you said after the game.
Oh, after our game. This is a game.
Oh, this is the game.
This is a game.
Oh, I'm
this
sorry.
This is the game.
This is our game.
Right.
We're a team. This is the game.
This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour game.
We will be right.
Coming to you live, as we do, every Friday evening. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's... Because we are all big fans of the United States. Let's get into it. USA! Come on. USA!
USA!
Oh, never mind. Canada. You guys suck.
We're not that big.
I just want to see the opening ceremony.
Right. It'll be
That's
fun.
Always
oh,
cool.
Oh, hey, here's something.
Hey.
We almost found a new boyfriend for Hannah. Over the weekend, Mom and I went down to downtown St. Petersburg to the local Topia Festival down there. And as we are meandering through the crowd, we came up on the Rowdies tent. The Rowdies are the professional soccer team here in St. Petersburg. And we just so happened to run into number 17, but number one in your heart, Tamika Meekendowire.
Tam.
Well, he goes by Tam, but his name is Tamika Meekendowire. Right. Very handsome young man.
Quite.
Yep.
A lot older than he looks when I Googled him and did the
maybe
research.
Maybe too old for Hannah, so we're not going to set her up with
so,
him.
But how old is he?
The arranged,
like 34 or something like that.
The arranged marriage is off.
Yeah.
It's off. But here's
and
the
he
thing.
Looked to be a little too tall for me as well.
Yeah, he's tall, all right. he's tall, all right.
easy does it.
easy. Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing. You know, he gave us his phone number. He gave us his phone number and he gave us his email. I sent him a very nice email, did not return it.
Because he was afraid you were trying
we
to pawn your daughter off on him.
We have got to get Skype where we can make calls out. I will haunt him the whole season. You do not set me up, pal. You don't stand up. Mark O.
We need to take a break.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a break. This is the end of our first hour.
Start calling them before games.
We're the Mark O Radio Happy Hour Game. We will be back in a few minutes for our next hour. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We'll be right back.
We were at a party. The earlobe fell in the day. Someone reached in and grabbed it. Wasn't a